Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Tobin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball towards left. Outlaw catches it and throws to first to double up Hall. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Estilella moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin juggles the ball. That's an error on Tobin. Estilella moves to third. Kell moves to second. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores takes first base on ball four. Estilella scores. Kell moves to third. Bush moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Hoover reaches third base with a triple. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine throws the ball into Webb, who tags Peck trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayer hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Flores hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayer hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tobin bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Kell reaches second base with a double. Outlaw throws the ball into Mayer, who tags Kell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mayo Smith pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lunaire now pitching. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, throws to second, with Bush covering, for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine, who is chasing the ball. McGee reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Kish pinch runs for Bill McGee. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kish scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Estilella moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Estilella scores. Siebert moves to third. Kell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.